I'm Noreen Yukon, and I'm the CEO for United Healthcare Community Plan of Texas.
Noreen, thank you so much for joining us for Inspired By. I'd like to start by asking you how your career began and how that first job prepared you for where you are today. And you started out as a registered nurse, is that right?
I did. I started my nursing career at a hospital here in Austin, Texas, and I worked there for about 9 years. And during that time, I made a lot of observations about the healthcare system, and I realized that we were going to be in trouble someday in this country because expenses were going up and access to care was kind of going down. And so I decided I wanted to be someplace where healthcare policy was talked about, discussed, and plans for a new way of delivering healthcare were being designed and delivered.
Well, it sounds like you sure did that. I wanted to ask you who a leader is that you have great respect for, and if you could tell us why.
Well, I think the why is probably easier than the who, because I've been lucky enough to be exposed to many great leaders over the years. And so when I hear a question like that, I think about what are some of the attributes that have inspired me to be a leader. And I think about people who are honest, clear and direct, fair and objective. I think about people who listen to all sides and actually solicit opinions from everyone. I think of leaders being visionary and able to communicate the vision. The greatest leaders I've worked with have been very balanced. In other words, they've not only understood the technical aspects of whatever job or industry or company that they were working with and for, but they had great people skills and knew how to get along with others.
Great. And as a leader in your company, what's the best piece of advice that you would offer to a new employee to help them succeed?
I think that wherever you go, whatever group that you join, it's very important to understand the mission and the culture and to make sure that that's okay with you personally and professionally, that you agree with it and you can support it. If it's not a good fit, that kind of should give you some, you know, cause to kind of pause and understand if that's someplace you should be. You know, once you understand the mission and the culture, then I think it's very important to identify all the stakeholders that are involved, and that would be both internally as well as externally, and understand their perspective. And then finally, I think understanding the particular role that you play in the big picture and understanding your leader's expectations of you kind of helps you prioritize your day and think about how you're actually spending your time at work. In other words, it's good to ask yourself every day, am I working to meet the mission of the company? Am I working to meet my leaders' and my stakeholders' expectations? And then finally, after that's all figured out, I think the big question is, am I happy? Is this something that, you know, I wake up every day excited about? And, you know, if your answer to that is no, or you don't know, I think that gives you more reason to kind of think about things and make sure that you're in the right place.
Great, thank you. And Noreen, one last question, and that is, what is the thing that you make time for in your daily life that helps keep you refreshed and positive?
Taking a deep breath and realizing that the world is so much bigger than I am, and, you know, kind of, you know, reconciling my insignificance in the universe on a daily basis, and, you know, kind of understanding what I can personally do to make a positive difference in the world, not only in the world of my family, the world of my work, the world of my community, and, you know, the greater world around me.
Great. Noreen Yukon, thank you so much for taking part in Inspired By. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome.